This reading will be for client number 19. So right now we're just shuffling the cards. This will be a cross truth spread, which will generally tie into what's on your mind or what needs your attention and or what's consuming your energy. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to shuffle this two more times and then we'll pull five cards and start off with the overall energy from the bottom of the deck. Just a moment here, last shuffle. And let's split the deck. Okay. And pull the five cards. So at the bottom of the deck, we have Eight of Wands in reverse. We have first card from the top, the Hermit card. Second card would be the Seven of Pentacles. Third position will be the Four of Wands in reverse. Fifth position will be the Six of Swords upright. And the final outcome card is Temperance. And that's a great ending to have Temperance. So let's start off with the overall energy of the first card. I'm sorry, of the bottom of the deck, which was the Ace of Wands. So with the Ace of Wands being here, you could be finding it difficult to clearly define what it is that you're wanting currently. There's a sense of a lack of clarity that may be causing you to feel as though your energy is being sapped at this given moment. You could also be feeling uninspired and motivated, but understand there is a remedy to this. You need to focus on where your true passion lies. And as soon as you know exactly where that lies, just that should be the focal point. And everything that you do should come from that drive, from what truly is your passion. Yeah, you might want to take some time to contemplate what it is that you're truly desiring, too, if you don't really know. It's due to not the fact that you aren't totally aware of or not pursuing exactly what it is your soul is truly desiring. You may feel like there are delays that are getting in the way of your current projects and things of that nature. It could also pain you to know, or whenever you feel like you don't have the answers to questions. And right now, the best advice is just to remain strong, especially with knowing that Temperance is the outcome for the week. I would just say remain strong. It's almost like as if you already know what you need to do, but this is just the overall energy. So we'll go into the first position, which is our basis. And in the basis position, we have the Hermit card. Okay, so the first position was the basis. And the basis card here is the Hermit. So the Hermit card usually is a call to break unnecessary habits or an unnecessary habit. This is the time to take the steps in eliminating unhealthy ruts and possible routines as well. You may be feeling like right now some of your friends are driving you crazy, and this may be a good time to get them out of your life or your energy space. Don't let yourself get too stuck in the expectations of others, and that may be what's happening right now. Maybe your energy is being sapped. Maybe you are being pulled in all directions, and right now it's sapping at your energy as a result of doing such and taking away the energy and the time that you could be putting towards your career or the things that you are inspiring or that your soul is inspiring. The Hermit card is my soul searching card, so usually this requires you to go into isolation and experience a little time of solitude. This will allow you to gain some introspection into your situation by withdrawing from society. This is also a good time to meditate on the things that you are wanting, because when we focus on the things that we want, we get more of that. So this is what this card is calling for. This is the basis of the reading. And you're probably right now currently doing a little self-reflection as a result. So what we'll do is pull clarifiers on that. Let's see, Hermit card. Can I get a clarifier for the Hermit card? Clarifier for the Hermit card. 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 A lot of cards want to come out. It's a lot of cards. Okay, no. Let me pick these cards up. Okay. Spirit, can we get a clarifier for the Hermit card? It actually gave me a few cards. So, look at these. So, currently, you are probably, like I said, doing or already going into your hermit state and your isolation state, reflecting carefully about your motives when dealing with certain people. And maybe you're even reflecting on other people's motives with dealing with you. And there's a sense of a need of acting with integrity so that you'll be sure to find your success in all your endeavors. So I'm not sure if the questionable motives are coming from your end or coming from the opposite end or someone that's in your energy space. Maybe the person that's that you maybe feel like could be driving you crazy at this current moment, or, you know, sapping at your energy at this current moment. So right now, it looks as though the first card that showed up, I'm sorry, was the Three of Pentacles as a clarifier. So there is achievement in business at hand. And this is mainly because you are willing to make yourself available to others, perhaps your supervisors or whoever the big boss or the manager is. But you got to be careful not to buy others with gifts. You know, gifts can be tangible and intangible. So it could be your time and your effort that could be considered gifting others. Because eventually these type of things lead to resentment. You see what I'm saying? Just make sure that you're doing what you want and not what you think is needed in this particular project or situation. The card that follows that is a sword card. It's the Knight of Swords, and sword cards are our thoughts. That card did come in the reverse, so you may feel like there's troublemakers surrounding you in this given moment. And what you have to do, though, is deal with these people openly and boldly. The reason for that is that you want to be able to keep them from dominating your thinking and blocking your talents. And that may be what's happening in the given moment. This could be your energy or the other person's energy. I got a strong feeling that it's yours, but it can go vice versa. The following card behind that was the Six of Wands. It was in reverse. So there's this energy of everyone wants things to go their own way right now. This could include you, or this can just be your counterparts. But someone or everyone here is wanting things his or her way. And right now, it is in your best interest to sit it out and bide your time. The card that followed that was the Queen of Wands. And the Queen of Wands is a call for you to believe in yourself and not to be afraid to take the lead. And that may be something that you're dealing with right now. Perhaps whoever you're doing business with, you're feeling more confident in them than in yourself. And what the universe is wanting you to do is to understand that you have the power to take the lead in whatever it is that you're trying to conjure up at the moment. And all you have to do is believe in yourself. When you do this, dealings with authority figures go well. So always remember that. Just know that the answers are going to arrive. And spend a little time talking about these things with people who actually have your best interests at heart, like your friends or your loved ones. This card for me is my punctuality card too. Like, this is one of those things where you got to do what's best for you in the time that you're being called to do it, so that things can go out the way that it should go. You want to really use the route
or yeah, the route or road of least resistance. That's always the best option. Okay. So I think that's a good enough idea of what our general basis of energy of the energy at the moment. And we'll go into the second card. The second card is our desired section, the things that we are desiring currently. And for you, you have the Seven of Pentacles. So with having the Seven of Pentacles in your desire section, you're probably having a very strong desire to invest in the things that provide you a long-term benefit, or that you believe that will provide you a long-term benefit. And you're probably putting in the extra work. You're working really, really hard and putting in the extra effort into something that you believe will soon pay off. You also could be feeling frustrated that you have been laboring away at something, and you could be concerned that this will never be rewarded for the hard work that you're putting into you. But I will say, you have to trust that you are learning from any setbacks that you may be experiencing in this given moment. That's some of the energy of the Seven of Pentacles. I would also add that you may even feel, or may even be questioning yourself on whether or not you've been jumping the gun with whatever it is that you're putting your energy into. And again, the energy to that is patience and hard work brings success, you know? So now don't let that get the best of you. Don't doubt yourself, you know what I mean? Believe that you are doing everything that you can do to bring things into fruition. And try to listen to others and postpone decisions until you're informed. So again, that's going back to that Hermit card of going within and doing the introspection necessary to know whether or not you're on the right path. I know that you may hate the feeling of being broke and not knowing where your next dollar is coming from, or whether or not things are going to increase financially, but don't overburden yourself to make those ends meet. Don't, you know what I mean? Like, don't spread yourself too thin to make this a possibility. So let's do a clarifier for that. Seven of Pentacles and Seven of Pentacles upright. Can we get a clarifier for Seven of Pentacles upright? Seven of Pentacles upright. Seven of Pentacles upright. One more. One more clarifier, one more clarifier. So far we got the Four of Pentacles as a clarifier and the Five of Wands as a clarifier. I'm trying to get one more clarifier. This may be all we need, let's see. Clarifier, Seven of Pentacles, Four of Pentacles, and Five of Wands. Too many cards. Just one more clarifier, please. One more clarifier. Well, you're definitely putting in the hard work. You're definitely putting in the hard work. So, the clarifying energy to this starts off with the Four of Pentacles. And the Four of Pentacles, it is upright. So, you are in the process of trying to manage your money with firm ethics. And there's a need for respecting those in power, and but also not accepting intimidation. So there could be a feeling of intimidation that you may be feeling from those around you. But just understand that your ideas are rich. And as any idea that is rich in nature, it could also use a little developing. So just understand, you are the Queen of Wands here. Like, as long as you're believing in yourself, then whatever it is that you are desiring comes to fruition. And by the way, I know that you are the Queen of Wands, because Wands cards, especially Queen, Kings, Knights, and Pages are court cards. And they usually represent particular signs. And in the case of the Wands, those represent Sagittarius, Leo, and Aries. And you are Sagittarius. So I know for a fact that you are the Queen of Wands here. And the only thing you have to do is keep believing that you're the boss. And as long as you know that you're the boss, or the boss of your creativity or your ideas or what it is that you are wanting, then you can bring all of that into fruition. But there may be a feeling of things just needing to be a little bit more developed in nature, so that those so that you can get to the Seven of Pentacles energy that you're wanting, where you receive the rewards for your hard work. Okay, now the clarifier to the Four of Pentacles was the Five of Wands. And Five of Wands is my competition card. So people around you may be feeling cranky and the morale may even feel low. You know what I mean? So what you want to do though is stay calm around that type of chaos and remember exactly who you are. Queen of Wands, the boss, the person who's learning to believe in themselves because they know that what their hearts desire and they're going to go get that. So right now, though, just make sure you're reading all the fine print, because there could be some possible legal troubles or even just a couple setbacks and delays through to maybe some people around you who are making you feel as though you're spreading yourself too thin. Yeah, that's the feeling that I got. And the clarifier for that was the Seven of Swords in reverse. So you may be feeling like pressure is on the rise, like that all the pressure is on your back. Well, a lot of pressure is on your back. But again, this card also stresses the same thing. Don't take on too much. Don't let people intimidate you. Learn from the successes and failures of others. I'm sure that you've been around a lot of people to know and to have seen exactly how others can be the demise of their opportunities. And you could be working with somebody who doesn't see the part they're playing and being a demise to whatever you guys are trying to build together. So again, none of these cards are screaming out love. This all seems to be tied into work. Yeah, everything seems to be tied into work. I don't know if you are doing business with a loved one. That could possibly be. But right now, I'm just seeing everything tied into work-related issues. But ultimately, though, you got this. You got this. Just remember to not take on too much. That is the desire here. Get your money. Get to your pinnacle status. But don't spread yourself too thin. And don't allow people to intimidate you to get where it is that you are wanting to go. Okay, so the next card is going to be what's helpful in this situation. And what's helpful in the situation, you got the card of Four of Wands in reverse. Okay, so the energy of the Four of Wands, again, this was in the reverse category. I mean, it is in reverse. However, so that means that you may be feeling a lack of harmony or perhaps a breakdown in communication within a family structure or even in the home, period. The home situation just could feel unstable in a sense. However, this is a transitionary period, which may make you feel unstable and insecure. However, every setback has a lesson for you and or the counterpart that's involved. So again, there's still this energy of not allowing this to intimidate. Don't allow this to be an intimidation factor for you. Try to appreciate what you have currently, and whatever you may be experiencing currently, just don't let envy into your life. There could be errors in judgment that are likely when emotions are high. They tend to cloud reasoning. And so this could be happening on your part, or this could be happening on the person that you're around the most, or the person in your home, or the person that you're doing business with, to where they're experiencing errors in judgment on their part, and because their emotions are high and ultimately clouding their reasoning. So only you would know whose energy that belongs to. But ultimately, either you or someone feels as though you're being taken advantage of. And maybe this is what the introspection was all about, or is all about. So let's pull some clarifiers on that Four of Wands in reverse position. And a clarifier for the Four of Wands. Clarifier for the Four of Wands. Clarifier for the Four of Wands. Clarifier for the Four of Wands.
Okay, so I guess the card is ready to talk there. Okay, so we got three cards. First card that popped out was the Three of Swords in Reverse. So, Three of Swords in Reverse is usually when someone is trying to get away from a sense of sorrow. So, maybe, let's see. Yeah, and if it's not love, then right now, progress could just feel sluggish. You're feeling as though delays are inevitable at the moment. And the question that first comes to mind when I see this card is always, am I looking at things honestly? Are things really what they seem at the given moment? And then, more importantly, the energy I get from this card is making sure that you find a way to take control of this situation. And maybe that's what you're doing currently. Because the following card behind that is the Ace of Swords, which is also a dark card, just like that Three of Swords, all about thoughts and how we're thinking and processing information in our head. And you got the Ace of Swords in reverse. So yeah, things are just out of balance. And there's a need to practice patience and perseverance currently as a result of that. You may even feel like this is some time for you to do some solo work, and that's what's helping the situation, the fact that you're seeing things for what they are. And maybe you do feel like you're being taken advantage of at the current moment, and your intuition is telling you that you are probably needing to do some solo work at this given time. The one thing that I will remind you is that in your dealings with others, just don't distort the facts. Don't distort the facts. Don't try to make things seem a certain way when you know in your heart that it's not that way. And the reason why I say that is because what's following that is the Ten of Wands in reverse. All three of those cards came in reverse. So there's a need for you to focus your energies on exactly what it is your soul is desiring. Otherwise, you could waste it. You may be focusing on what someone else wants from you at this given moment versus what you are wanting from yourself, client number 19. So be sure that you have an objective in your mind and that you're not just blowing off steam at this given moment. And that may be what you're focusing in on right now, and that's why this is being helpful for you. Yeah. You all in your brain, baby. You are all in your thoughts. I can feel it. I have nothing but yellow cards down here and green and red. The red is wands that represent your energy. Your thoughts is the yellow cards. And then the green cards are your pinnacles or your pursuit of pinnacles, which is money related, income, finances, things of that nature. So, yeah. I can dig that. So what we'll do is move on to the next section, which is our fourth card, and that is in what is opposing what it is that you're desiring. And what's opposing in this situation is card number 6 of Swords, which is another thought card. So let's tap into that energy. Okay, so the energies of the Six of Swords say that in order for you to achieve security and happiness, that you're going to have to plan. You're going to have to really, really, really put in the groundwork and plan for your goals very, very carefully right now. You got to know when to say no. And I know that's so hard for us as nurturers on this planet, but you got to know when to say no. Because this is going to be what helps you maintain your integrity in this situation, in any situation going forward. This card also has the energy of taking some time to yourself. So right now you may be feeling as though, you know, in order to move forward that you got to leave something. You got to leave something to which you probably have been attached to for a little while currently. But you feel as though it's challenging. What I would say, though, is that what you got to know is that there is clarity on the way. And when you get this clarity, it's going to help you honor the change that's necessary. So this could be in your opposing section because it's not really what you are wanting to do.
It's you're not really desiring at this current moment to leave this feeling of chaos, because a part of you feels like this is where your success and pinnacles are going to come from. But it seems as though the universe feels as though you need to get out of this troubled water and move, or chaotic water, and move into a more calmer state. And that's the energy that this card is pushing you towards. It wants you to transition into a new phase of your life so that you can start being the best version of you. But let's get a clarifier for the Six of Swords. Okay, so we got three cards again, and they are pretty much pinnacle cards again. They did come in reverse, just like the number four section, but we're going to go through the energies one by one. The first one that we have was the Five of Pentacles, the Five of Pentacles in reverse. So, Five of Pentacles has to do with getting over a loss. Perhaps pinnacle related, but there's a need to learn the virtues of self-discipline and teamwork, whether that's on your part or those that are around you, because ultimately it is self-discipline and teamwork that brings about rewards. So maybe this is a lesson for the person that you're doing business with, or this could be a lesson for you. There's a feeling that others are trying to make you conform. And you could feel that. So I feel like that this is what you're feeling right now. That you feel like there's people around you who are trying to make you conform to whatever it is that they want or are desiring. But you have to understand and reserve the right to express yourself as you choose. Like, don't let anyone take away your value in the situation, because just as much of an asset as they are, so are you. And the only thing about this, though, because the universe is almost like pushing you to get out of this chaotic sense and moving you towards a calmer state of water, just know that you're going to get repaid for any of that hard work that you have put in. And chances are you probably even have a new source of income that's coming in currently, or will be coming in. And the card that follows that is a Major Arcana. Major Arcana is kind of like that Hermit card, how we started off the reading. So this one is the Tower, though. So this is the Tower in reverse, and that's how we want to see the Tower in the reverse, not the upright. So the Tower in reverse is just a reminder that delays are inevitable in this situation. There could be a sense of feeling as if there is a fall from glory, whether that's for you or for the counterpart. So what you guys have to do, or what you need to do right now, is just be prepared for that change that's coming right now. Cooperation within whatever you have going on could feel at minimum, and pushiness could feel at plentiful. Like, and this card has come up in three different ways now, to where you're spreading yourself thin and someone sapping at your energy to push their goals along, but with no regard to what it is that you're wanting. And because you aren't mastering saying no and being expressive of what you want in the situation, ultimately it's your energy that's getting drained. And the card that follows that is the Two of Pentacles, which also came in the reverse as well. So again, this card is also just asking you to reflect about the motives of others or yourself before dealing with people. There's a high sense, this is we've seen this already, there's a high sense of needing to act with integrity. This is the only way for success to be possible. So maybe that's why you're contemplating walking. Maybe that's what you're doing. Maybe you're contemplating leaving this situation behind. And because you're thinking about leaving the situation behind, you're doing the introspection and asking yourself, am I being taken advantage of right now? Is this going to bring me what I'm desiring right now, which is my Seven of Pentacles state? And because it has you kind of in limbo, not knowing whether or not to push forward or not, There's just a need to focus on the feeling of integrity. What do you want, client number 19? What's going to make you happy? You know what I mean? And let's focus on that calmer state of being, because that being in a calm water and calm states allow you to have reasoning that isn't cloudy, and there won't be any error in judgment when you do this, when you allow yourself to gain from this solitude and isolation and introspection that the universe is calling for you to do currently. Okay. And the last card, which is going to be the outcome card, we have the Temperance, which is also a major arcana. So again, as I told you, your outcome card was the Temperance card, which is an amazing card. So don't let any of the clarifiers that we got discourage you, because honestly, the energy that I'm getting is that this is necessary so that you, client number 19, can get to your true soul's desire. That's exactly what I'm getting from this. So the Temperance card is my card for the energy of compromise brings happiness. There's a sense of harmony that comes from this card. There's a sense of balance that comes from this card. And usually it's comes from a moderate approach to whatever it is that you're doing. Again, because you did that introspection as the basis of the reading, you are now looking for divine intervention. I think that's what's happening right now. You've asked for this intervention, and now that's happening. You've connected with your guides. You've connected with your God. You've connected with whomever it is that you go to in a time of need. Whatever you do when you go into isolation, whether that's meditate, pray, or whatever. You know what I mean? So perhaps you were not viewing matters objectively before, and now you are, or you're getting into that state, or that alchemy state of viewing things from a proper or objective view. Yeah. There's a need for you to try to see the other side of the story as well, or for the other party to see your side of the story. I'm not sure if that's your energy or their energy. But ultimately, what has to happen here is that you guys got to use common sense as well as good management so that you can get to where you're desiring. The people around you are probably a little bit more set in their ways. So just postpone arguments and debates until you can get them to open up their minds. That's the energy of the Temperance card. It's a balance card, you know, to remove the opposition that may be in play right now. So let's do a clarifier for the Temperance card upright. Can we get a clarifier for the Temperance card upright? Clarifier for the Temperance card upright. 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 Clarify for the Temperance card upright. Last card, upright. One last card, Temperance card upright.
Okay. So, I got three cards, of which one is upright, two are in reverse. And at the bottom of the deck from that last card was the Five of Swords. I do want to read that energy because it sticks out to me. There's a feeling of a need for either you or someone else to beware of pessimism and low self-esteem. You'll have to work a lot harder in order for success to come about. But the thing is that things will soon turn around. Just make sure you're not neglecting your health and your diet. And allow yourself some time for play. Again, I think we had another card like this somewhere in the reading. You know, put yourself first. Pamper yourself. Put number one first. And that's you. Always. All right. So the first clarifying card that we got was the Ten of Swords. There's a feeling of pain that's associated with that. So there's probably some trouble in your personal relationships that have been weighing heavily on your mind.
Your ability to solve problems can be determined only when you apply what you know and feel as it relates to the situation. The card that follows that is the Devil card in reverse. Don't get scared. The Devil card is just a acknowledgement of whether or not we are living within our low vibrations or moving away from low vibration and headed towards high vibration. So with it being in reverse, that means that you're getting out of that low vibrational energy that could have been around you. Things can be unclear for you at this given moment, but don't let yourself be intimidated. Again, that's come up again. Don't let yourself be intimidated and don't judge others too harshly. Others seem uptight and set in their ways. With it being the Devil card here, I would ask myself, is it me who's being uptight or is it my counterparts that are being uptight? And then once you answer that question, then you kind of know in which direction to go. Don't let the past issues cloud your judgment today or from this day moving forward. The clarifier to that Devil card was the Death card. And the Death card came in the reverse. Again, like I said, a lot of these, even though it's in reverse, there's always a positive end of the spectrum in all of them. So the Death card in reverse is a card that suggests that either you or someone else is being a little bit egocentric. And so if it's you, you have to be honest with yourself. Don't allow yourself to be the person that's in error of judgment due to, because that leads to cloudy reasoning. Be prepared to lend a shoulder and a handkerchief to either someone or even to yourself. Or there was a feeling of being prepared to lend a shoulder and a handkerchief to someone. You may be feeling as though you need to ask for a favor and or offer one. And again, this card does have the energy of setbacks and delays being inevitable. This is a great time for healthy escapism. Honesty brings rewards. Okay, I kind of want to do another clarifier. I want to clarify the Ten of Swords. Can I get one card for the Ten of Swords? Okay, so the clarifiers that I got for the Ten of Swords was the Eight of Wands and the Three of Wands. The Eight of Wands is in reverse. So that is my energy is scattered card. There's a need for you to think before you act and not ignore the chain of command. That was followed by the Three of Wands upright, which says that you are very good at putting the talents and skills of others you are very good at putting the talents and skills of others to their best use. And what you got to do here is be specific about what it is that you want. And don't be misled by well-meaning friends. This is where you're coming out of your isolation stage. So be around people who have your best interests at heart in this given moment. And use the strengths of those that are around you or a part of the team to bring about the luck that you are desiring in this given moment. Okay? So maybe you're now stepping into your leadership role. You're stepping into that leadership position because of the scattered energy. Let's see. Why is the Devil in reverse? Why is the Devil in reverse here, Spirit? One card clarifier for the Devil in reverse. You got the Nine of Pentacles. Nine of Pentacles in reverse. So, the Nine of Pentacles in reverse is a card that says, you need to plan carefully for whatever it is that you're hoping to achieve right now. And there's a need for you not to assume that everything is going to work out just as you expect and to not be afraid to ask for help. And maybe something that you were very convinced or you had a strong defense mechanism put up for or a strong belief about, maybe something that you had a strong belief about, you're no longer having that strong belief anymore. Let me get one more clarifier for that. Can I get a clarifier for the Nine of Pentacles in reverse? Okay, so the reason why the clarifier Nine of Pentacles is in reverse is because everyone is wanting to get things done quickly. Yeah, but it's necessary that you guys do not overlook important details in the rush towards completion. There could be a sense of you or someone around you that may be doubting your ability to live up to your responsibilities. I think we've seen this same energy coming from the Queen of Wands as well. So, you got to believe in yourself. And more importantly, don't look for too much approval from those around you at this given time. You got to trust your own intuition when it comes to this. And when you do that, rewards will arrive. It may require you to work independently in some way too. Or in your own way. Okay? So, let's see why the Death is in reverse. Can I clarify for the Death card in reverse? I'm going to take another one. Clarify for the Death card in reverse. Clarify for the Death card in reverse. Okay, so I got three cards. The first card was the Two of Wands. And the energy of the Two of Wands state that it's time for you to be a willing listener. Knowing what people need gives you an advantage. Just know that help is on the way. And even though you have the self-confidence to succeed on your own, don't close off yourself from any help that may be presented at this given time. There's a need for you to have re-examined or to do so right now, to re-examine your goals and define exactly what it is you're wanting and achieve. This takes us right back to that overall energy from the beginning, which was that Ace of Wands, of knowing what exactly you are wanting. And being able to express that to anybody that's in your energy space so that that boundary is respected on all ends. Yeah. And the following card to that was the Seven of Wands in reverse, though. So there's a feeling or need to not be indecisive right now. Say what you feel. And if you got to move on, then move on. Situations can feel as if they're nowhere near any type of resolution at the given moment, but there is a strong need for you to just be patient. And the reason why I believe that to be true is because the card that follows that is my favorite card of the entire tarot deck, which is the Empress card. And that's a bad B-I-T-C-H, okay? That's the best card for us to close this reading off with. And so the Empress card is like the birth of new life, the birth of new energy, the birth of a new project. She is the embodiment of all the queens, not just the Queen of Wands. She's the Queen of Swords, the Queen of Pentacles, and the Queen of Earth. She is the embodiment of the entire package. So there's a need for you to express your ideas and to take some calculated risks, because guess what? You're the boss. You got the power. You have the ability of doing just that. So getting what you want is your responsibility. And you know that. And I think that you're now tapping into that energy, which is probably why you're here now for this reading. Your passions are of primary importance to you right now. So the good energy that comes from this card is you can now expect good news. This news can be news of a wedding. This could be news of a pregnancy. This could be news of a child arriving. This could be the birth again of a new project. The acceptance into a new organization. All of this is embodied in the Empress card. It is the birth of new life in whatever regard. This could be tangible or intangible. And I think this is a good place to leave this reading. Because the energies were kind of intense, though, I'm going to do you something I did not do, that I don't do for personal readings. Well, for free personal readings, but I feel the need to do it right now. I'm going to pull one card from my spiritual deck. We're just going to take the first card off the top, and I'm going to read that to you. Okay? So, let me shuffle these. These cards are a little bit bigger, so they may be kind of loud in the speaker. Here, can we get one card for client number 19 for the overall energy? One card for client number 19 as the overall energy. Yeah, there's some secrecy. Some secrecy. A need for you to take caution. I haven't pulled the card, but that's the energy I'm getting from this new deck, from my spiritual deck. A need for you to take caution and something. This is the number. Yeah, this is like this is a growing stage for you. This is a graduation stage for you in life. And you know it. Don't get discouraged, though. You are right where you're supposed to be. It's a download that I just got. You're right where you're supposed to be. Yeah. I'm going to shuffle this two more times. Unless Spirit says otherwise. Last shuffle. Okay, so the final card that we have here is the Divination. Divination card. And at the bottom of the deck is the Sisterhood card. That is a card of compatible souls, friendship, loyalty, delight. So there's a need for you to be around people who have your better judgment in hand currently. Maybe you've been around people who have been selfishly pushing their goals and not considering yours. This energy could be vice versa. This doesn't necessarily have to be yours, or it doesn't necessarily have to be their energy. So, the Divination card, this is my prophecy card, this is my faded card. This goes back to the energy that I was feeling as I was shuffling the cards. Like, you're right where you're supposed to be, okay? And destiny is on its way. So, let me go ahead and read the energy of the Divination card. Divination is the number 15, so let me find that for you. One moment here. Divination. We are here. Okay. So, the card says, The mermaids, surrounded as they are by the mirror of the ocean, the living reflection of the past, the present, and the future, are amongst the greatest of seers. Water, as demonstrated in the experiments by Dr. Amito, holds and carries the vibration of all that has gone and can hold all that will be. Water is healing and holds solutions that help us flow to a better place. There is no ending that the water can show us, only the myriad possibilities. Water in some places is already holding the vibrational possibilities of the future. And we mermaids have been gifted the ability to read these and train daughters after daughter in the art of seership, oracling, and oceanomancy. They have kept the truth about their abilities silent for many thousands of years, as they are already coveted for their beauty, harvested for their sexuality, and controlled in so many ways. If so, many come to know their talent for prophecy. Who could resist the lure to keep one captive and demand to know their fate or what to do or how to overcome their enemies? But to you, the mermaids have come via this card, and they say to you that you have the gift of seeing the possibilities, of knowing and filling out the fate. They know that a fellow mere being, one who has been born of the great seed mother, you too can work with this gift of seeing in many directions at once. It is as if you can steer into the water and see ripples of what could be. The mermaids are oracles, sibilants of the sea, and you have the power to connect with the divine and the power to be activated as to teach yourself the wisdom of the sea. There must be discipline and purpose to your movement. Instruction is coming, and they will deliver it through your dreams and visions. There will be signs, and there will be omens, and the symbols will come to you. You will dream, and while these dreams may be cryptic or vision may seem to be unrelated to what is currently taking place, the universe and the oceans of consciousness and possibilities are calling you to listen and to hear and to read the signs. Become aware and hear them whisper on the shorelines of consciousness. Learn to read an oracle like this one. Work with the spread for focus and discipline, and conduct readings for yourself and for your friend. You have the gift. It is time to train and then to exercise it with responsibility and beauty. I think that's a beautiful card. So again, client number 19, you are exactly where you're supposed to be right now. The only thing that's being asked of you is to take the necessary time and the necessary introspection so that you can make the compromise that's necessary to bring along the happiness that you are currently desiring. So I really hope this was helpful for you. Again, this is Feminine Empress. Anybody that may be tuning into this personal reading, you too can receive one. I choose 4 people every week for free readings and natal charts. All you have to do is follow 4 easy steps. In order to find out what those easy steps, please go to Instagram at Feminine Empress Tarot, or you can go to Facebook at Feminine Empress Tarot, or on Facebook you can go to my personal page, which is Shantae Renee, and you will find those easy steps to be included in a free reading drawing. Again, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. My email address is FeminineEmpressTarot@gmail.com. YouTube page is Feminine Empress Tarot. And this podcast can be found on all digital networks worldwide. And the name of it is, of course, Feminine Empress Tarot. So thank you for tuning in. I wish you guys the best. And client number 19, if you need any more assistance or any further reading into anything in particular, just let me know. Alrighty, namaste.